The next exercise again involves your hypnotic language book. I want you to put a new section in all about ambiguities. Remember the ambiguous words which have many different meanings that we talked about before. I want you to start listening on the radio, on TV, and in normal conversations, how many times people use ambiguous words. How many times someone says something, and for a moment, you think of something else. Now, the interesting thing is, this list doesn't have to be just words that have double meanings or triple meanings. You can also include in it words or phrases that sound like other words or phrases. For example, if I talk about a nuclear fission plant, the ambiguity there could be used to talk about nuclear vision. In other words, having a clear vision in someone's mind. And because the ambiguity there is phonological, in other words, in the sounds itself, it will still work in the same way, because the way language is spoken has very little to do with the way language is written. So write down all kinds of ambiguities. Get yourself used to spotting them, and you'll find it more and more easy to introduce them in normal conversations as well.